Hello, this is Chris Kobe with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. Joining me today is Teresa Orwig, running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Representative for the 3rd Congressional District of Oregon, which covers most of Portland and Multnomah County east of the Willamette River. Welcome, Ms. Orwig. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Well, again, my name is Teresa Orwig. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. I feel very blessed to be here today. So I am running for Congress because, well, first of all, let me tell you about myself. My name is Teresa Orwig again, and I'm born and raised Portland, Oregon, and I have lived here in District 20, or excuse me, 3. For 23 years, I raised my son here as a single mother. I put myself through nursing school, and I've been working in the community here for about 17 years as a home health nurse. So, since about the summer of 2020, I honestly started becoming a little bit alarmed about kind of where our nation was heading, and also Oregon. I was concerned about some things that I was seeing. So I was doing, just a little bit of research and just kind of started noticing a lot more of the issues were more prominent at beginning in 2020. And so I decided when the opportunity came to run for US District 3, I spoke with my family and I did a lot of soul searching and decided that I would be a good candidate to represent our district.
Very good. Okay. Turning to some of the issues, what changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change?
Well, I do think that climate change is vital importance to Oregonians, and I know that we've worked very, very hard to address these issues, and it's nothing new for Oregon to do that. So I want to, give praise to that and praise just kind of the progress that we've made here in Oregon towards those efforts. So I think that it's important that we continue these programs and initiatives to reduce Oregon's carbon footprint. But I also think that it's important that we expand on solar and wind investments. And I'm not opposed to considering any kind of nuclear energy. I think that we need to invest in ongoing conservation and restoration of our forests and wetlands to reduce our carbon emissions and direct resources to improve and incentivize innovation and technology to find ways to produce cleaner energy and also incentivize businesses and citizens to reduce their carbon footprint. But I do oppose a carbon tax. I do have to tell you that.
Okay, turning to another issue, what, if any, changes would you support in gun safety laws?
So I support gun safety. I support existing gun safety laws, but I also don't support restricting law-abiding citizens and their right to lawfully own a gun. I do support existing background checks and would not oppose reasonable laws that prevent like loopholes to close loopholes to current laws that would assure guns are not legally obtained. I support laws that protect against gun trafficking. And I do support providing law enforcement the tools that they need to fight illegal gun ownership.
You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Teresa Orwig, who is running for the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District of Oregon. On another issue, what, if any, changes would you support in congressional action on voting rights?
I think that it is the right of every American citizen to vote, and it should be protected. At the federal and state level, it is vitally important to make sure election laws are strictly enforced to ensure everybody's vote counts. And I strongly believe in that. Oregon has been a leader, I believe, in assuring access to all for legal voting. I support what we do here in our state. And I would also support local efforts to safeguard those votes and assure votes casted are legal for sure. And safeguarding ballot boxes' accuracy of the voter rolls is, I think, important and something that probably Oregon can work on.
On another issue, what role, if any, would you support for Congress to play in addressing the issue of income inequality in America?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is super important. But I also feel that we need to assure that all existing resources remain sustainable. And as Medicare and veteran services are vitally important, we need to make sure that those are key and front center to make sure that we're not losing resources to vital areas. But I would certainly look into allocating resources to improve access to education, promoting businesses, ownership and access to getting good paying jobs is to make sure that we can increase, you know, so that everybody has a good living wage. But income inequality, I just think that it needs to be addressed locally. And I feel like we are heading in a right direction in Oregon for that.
Thank you, Ms. Orway. This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview of Teresa Orwig, running for U.S. House of Representatives Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District. Election day is Tuesday, May 21. Ballots will be mailed May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates, including by checking out the League's voting information website, vote411.org. And exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media, licensed through Creative Commons.